He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Hi folks, it's me again, that crazy nickel soda pop guy, longing for the days when cars had tail fins and guys had duck tails. I do hope you had a great week. I know I sure did. It's been in the mid to high 90s all week here at Studio 312. And for you first-time and out-of-state listeners, that's located in the Tularosa Basin of southern New Mexico, just on the southern outskirts of the city limits of the beautiful and historic city of Alamogordo, just a little ways from where Smokey the Bear was born and Billy the Kid died. I really do enjoy the history here where I live, and as a matter of fact, I enjoy the history of almost anywhere. I always wonder what history is plastered into the walls or hidden beneath each rock. Speaking of history, what do you say we delve into a little musical history right now, shall we? This is the Jason Kirtman Show. Mm. Jackie Wilson with Sing a Little Song. Here's Jimmy Dean with, boy, I know how he feels when he sings this one. It's called Please Pass the Biscuits.
Just picture a land between mom and dad. It's Sunday, the table is set. There's uncles, there's aunts, and cousins galore, but plenty of food to
there's chatter, but something's a matter. There's you pass the biscuits, please? Would you please pass the biscuits? It's the same thing every Sunday since I can't remember when. Ten folks all around the table and the biscuits way up the other end. I got a plate of chicken and taters and a lot of stuff like that. All I need's a biscuit, but foot, look where they're at. I guess I could reach across the table, but that's ill-mannered, Ma always said. Sure wish I had a biscuit. I just can't eat without bread. Would you pass the biscuit? Excuse me, would you please pass the biscuits? All I want's a biscuit. Nobody seems to care. If they wouldn't talk so doggone loud, they might be able to hear. Bye, doggies, they're half finished eating and I ain't even begun. I wish you'd look at them biscuits disappear. I'll be lucky if I get a one. Same thing every Sunday, always company to be fed. They talk like they're wound up. Sure wish I had a piece of bread.
Hey, would you please pass the biscuits? Look, pass the biscuits, please.
It looks like somebody would notice that I ain't started eating yet. Sure be glad when they get their fill and just go out in the parlor and sit. And then, by golly, I won't have to use my manners. I'll just get a biscuit myself. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. There ain't a biscuit left. The only day of the week that we all get Sunday fed. And they add up all the biscuits. And, well, I just can't eat without bread.
There's something the matter. No bread on the platter. And he just can't eat without bread.
Here's one of my favorite classic tunes. It's called Searchin' by the Coasters.
I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her, but I'm like that northwest mountain.
Here's a story I heard a long time ago. Years ago, a dwarf from Czechoslovakia robbed a bank. He barely got away and ran down the street from the bank into a small shop of antiques. He ran in and told the shopkeeper that he was being chased by the police and threatened him if he did not hide him and told him not to give him up. The shopkeeper had a small ancient suit of armor in the corner and placed the very short Czechoslovakian in the suit. Sure enough, a few minutes later, the police came running in. They asked the keeper if anybody else had run in before him, and the shopkeeper said, "I don't know anything about that, but I'm a huge supporter of your department. As a matter of fact, I regularly contribute funds to the Fraternal Order of Police, and I want you to know that as of right now, there's a small check in the mail."
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
That was Buffalo Springfield with For What It's Worth. Here is a band called America, and this song was released in 1971 in Europe and 1972 in the United States. It's called A Horse With No Name.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz, and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good.
remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la. The desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of brown, but the humans will give no love. See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
I think it's time for a little comedy. Can you imagine? Picture, if you will, that you're a rocket scientist and your mother calls. Here's Mike Nichols and Elaine May with the phone call from Mom.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur. This is your mother. Do you remember me?
Mom, I was just going to call you. Is that a funny thing? You know that I had my hand
Arthur,
on the phone.
You were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, honey, I know. I just didn't have a second and I could cut my
Arthur,
throat.
I sat by that phone all day Friday.
Honey, I was working.
Day Friday night.
Darling, I was in the lab.
And all day Saturday.
Mom, all day
Sunday.
Mom,
and your father finally said to me, Phyllis, eat something, you'll faint. I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son calls.
Mom.
And you never called.
Mother, I was sending up a rocket. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
All right, honey, look, please.
You know, Arthur, I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers. And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast or before their count-off, to pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have me on the phone.
And you know how I worry.
Well, that's the point.
I read in the paper that you're still losing them.
Mother. Mother, I don't lose them.
I nearly went out of my mind.
Honey, listen, I want
I thought, what if they're taking it out of his pay?
All right. That's it, Mom.
Wait,
just
so
please,
hard.
Honey,
I
tell
will
me
send
how
you
are.
A postage
Mother,
stamp.
Mother, tell me
so
how
hard.
You are. How are you?
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it. What's wrong?
Nothing. Well, you know what it is, Arthur.
Yeah.
It's the same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's my nerves.
Yeah.
And, I went to the doctor.
Of course, yeah.
And he told me.
Yeah.
He said, listen, Mrs. White, you are a very nervous, very high-strung woman.
Yeah, well, God knows that's true.
And you cannot stand the slightest aggravation.
Well, no. Well,
so I said, doctor, I know that.
I know.
And you know, I do. I know that.
Yeah.
I said, but you see, doctor, I have this son. And he's very busy, and it's the truth. He is. He's busy. I said, you see, Doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Mom, honey,
Arthur,
I want you to tell me...
when I said that to him, that man turned pale.
Mother...
He said, Mrs. White, I have been a doctor for 35 years.
Darling...
And I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
I know, Mom,
that's
but...
just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know.
And that man is a doctor.
Mother... Please, would tell me, what did the doctor say they're going to do with you?
Well, I may be in the hospital for a while, so...
The hospital?
Yes.
But what are they going to do?
Well, they'll x-ray my nerves.
Mother, why don't you let me know? All you have to
darling,
do is drop me a card.
I don't want to aggravate you. Don't aggravate
you
yourself. Never mind about
myself.
Me, darling. Please, listen, about you. How is your hangnail?
Mother, listen to me, please, please, just don't worry.
Arthur, what does that mean? Honey, what does that mean, don't worry?
Well, nothing, actually. I don't know. I said the first thing that came into my head.
Listen to me, Arthur. I'm a mother.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I...
Listen, what's the use of talking, you know? You're very young. Someday, honey, you'll get married.
Mom.
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom, please.
And honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making it. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
You're very sarcastic.
Mother, I am doing my best here. Now, you called. I tried to explain to you that I was busy. You
all
will
right,
not
all right, all right, don't hit me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I bothered you when you were so busy. Believe me, I won't be around to bother you much longer. And listen, I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
Are you kidding? I feel awful.
Oh, honey, if I could believe that, I'd be the happiest mother in the world.
Well, Mother, what do you think? I feel rotten.
Oh, then, Arthur, honey, why don't you call me? Honey, you know, I know that I nag you. You got a nagging mother. What are you going to do? I'm kidding. But, honey... you know, you're my baby. And listen, you're the only baby I've got. And I'll tell you something, when you get to be 100 years old, you're still going to be my baby, you know? And when you don't call me, honey, I can't help it. I worry. And is that so hard to just pick up a phone and call your mommy? Is it? Oh, please, baby. Please.
Yeah, well, I will, I promise.
Oh, honey, if you do, you make your mommy so happy.
Well, if my mommy's happy, then I'm happy.
Oh, thank you, baby. And mommy wants to wish you lots of luck with your rocket.
Thank you, mommy.
And you remember that mommy loves you.
I love you too, mommy.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, mommy. Nanny, nanny.
Here's another one of my favorites. It's Steeler's Wheel with Stuck in the Middle with You.
Chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
You're listening to The Jason Curtman Show, bringing back the nickel soda pop, not the beverage, but the concept about the way of life we used to enjoy. Bringing back memories and making new ones every day. Check out my website and blog at www.jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And don't forget to spend some special quality time with your kids.